So you said that, you know, you thought teen pregnancy is a problem in Chelsea, and the main reason you said it was is because there's so many people who are pregnant. So why is having that many people being pregnant a problem?
You know, because I think because they're young, and then maybe they don't know. I mean, they're obviously going to learn once they have their kid, but they're probably, maybe some of them are going to regret it because maybe they still want to finish school, want to do, you know, get an education. And now that they're going to have a baby, it's going to be a little harder.
Okay. Does anyone have a question for her? You guys think of any good questions?
Red.
What was the question that you asked Damaris?
Well, the first one was, do you think, well, why don't we just start with that? That's easy. Do you think pregnancy in, or teen pregnancy in Chelsea is a problem?
Or Revere,
or wherever. East Boston, Lynn.
I think it's a problem. I don't think it matters if it's in Chelsea or not. Every city has their own problem with it. I think now there's more babies having babies than ever. And I'll be 22 and I don't remember this many pregnant people in my life. So, yeah, it's a problem.
So you think it's actually getting worse?
I don't know. I say 50-50 on the worst part. I feel like I'm on a top new talk radio, WBZ 1030. I love that station.
Okay, I've got one. How do you think teen pregnancy affects the community?
Teen pregnancy affects the community. I think it affects the community because some teen moms aren't ready to take on the roles and responsibilities of a mother. So they kind of like reach out for the support when who they're reaching out to maybe thinks that it's going to be a burden on their life because they're trying to take after someone else. And then when it's a problem in the community because they drop out of school and they just keep on having more babies. They're like, you know, rats. They just keep on reproducing, and that's not how it should be. 14, 15, 16 years old, you should be in school getting your education. No, I don't think so. I was sexually active when I was younger, but I didn't have a kid till I was 19. So I don't think I'm better than them because they were younger than me. But some girls matured more when they were younger, you know what I mean? Some are cut out for it and some aren't. That's all.
Okay, let me think. Do you think that teen pregnancy is a problem for people like do you think the fact that you and Damaris, for example, had kids is a problem, even though you were technically teen parents or pregnant teenagers? Mm-hmm. Do you think it is still a problem if you can, you know, move forward in your life with that child?
No, I think if you have your goals and your priorities set straight, I don't care if you're 13 years old, okay? Let's say you got pregnant, you have your shit straight, you do what you have to do, you get your education, you get a job, you support your child, you don't look to other people to support it. That's the best thing you can do is, if you're prepared enough for it, you need to take responsibilities for your actions. You know what I mean? Not just have a baby and keep on spewing them out. You know, Roxy Annie did that. She was young when she had her daughter, and she took care of her daughter, and she's a great mom today. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how old you are, 15 or 12 or 20 or 35. It all depends on if it's in you enough to make a difference on someone else's life than how your life came. You know what I mean? How your life turned out.
Do you have anything else you want to say before I move to Karen?
Hi, Isaiah. I'm all set. Okay.
Just in case it goes on, you know.
Yeah,
TV
just in
broadcast.
Case you listen to the radio, honey. Mommy's on it, and I said I love you.
Okay, Desiree, so why do you think that teen pregnancy, or do you think teen pregnancy is a problem in Chelsea?
Yes, I think it's a problem.
Why?
Because,
you're not shy.
I know, you're just playing.
No, I am, no.
You're totally not that shy.
On stuff like this.
Yeah, I get nervous.
And like this.
Yeah.
It's just bad. I don't know. I like, for me, I was, like, I don't even know how old I was. I don't really remember, but I did it because I was with my boyfriend for a while. And everybody, you know, was talking about sex, and we've been together for a while, but we wasn't having sex, but everybody thought we already was, and I was just all, like, I just did it. I don't know why, I just did it because, I don't know, everybody was talking about their already thought thing, and I was just nosy, I guess. Like, I wonder how it feels. And then it was just the worst thing that ever happened to me. And then, no, I'm just kidding. No, yeah.
So do you think that the main problem is that people are having sex early?
Just, like, having sex and, yeah, not really knowing, like, or you know, yeah, you can get pregnant if you don't use a condom. Everybody knows that, but they're just not doing anything about it. They're just going with their, what they feel in the moment.
So do you think it's more of a problem of people having sex or people not being educated as to, you know?
I think it's more on the education side, right? I think maybe we need to talk about it more in school because, to be honest with you, when I was in school, I don't think I didn't hear about sex. Like, my mom never spoke to me about sex. My sisters never spoke to me about sex. School didn't either. Like, when I was in high school, we had a health class that we talked about it, like, a little bit, but not even, like, we really need to, the schools should have, like, more sex classes. Like, I actually heard that they're talking about, like, some other schools are talking about sex at, like, low grades. Like, in middle school or elementary school. I don't even know, but I heard that they are doing that. And some people, you know, think it's good and some people think it's bad, but I think it's pretty good because, I don't know, the way it's going out there. I don't even know. I don't want to say anything.
They're, like, starting to...
I heard they're, yeah, they're, like...
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. Sixth grade?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, that's what they need to do. What the hell?
Yeah, because parents ain't doing it at home.
But I had that in school.
But they I didn't. You went to Chelsea High?
Yeah, but it was just, like...
It was... Oh, yeah, I had I had my health class, but it was, like, mad, like... Not a semester. Like, it wasn't important. Like, yeah, it's all like, yeah, sex, use protection, you can get sick, and you can... Oh, you can get pregnant. All right, Lil, let's move on.
Did you show no pictures or anything?
I didn't...
In my health class, they showed me, like, what's the vagina, the guy's thing, whatever, where does the sperm come from, blah, blah, blah. But, like, when we were that was in high school, but in the sixth grade, they showed us the tape, like, it was, like, cartoons and what happens to boys when they see girls with, like, boobs in their butt, and their thing would get up, or while they were sleeping, their thing would get up. And that, you know, and then, but I missed on, but everybody else saw the tape when, like, a woman was giving birth, and they'll show her everything in there. But, I mean, you're going to probably be like, I don't want to have sex for that day, but you'll forget by the next day, you know.
Mm-hmm. You'll forget when he's telling you all the right words and touching you in all the right places. Sorry.
But it was more like my choice. I lost my virginity to my boyfriend when I was 18. And I don't know, I just felt like I was ready. Like, I mean, me and him, at that point, I felt kind of strong. Like, if I did it with him and he would leave me, then I would be okay. I wouldn't be devastated or I would fall in love with him. So I didn't really care. But I was ready to do it. So I did it with him. And then I was like, okay, is this it? But, you know.
Like, this is the big deal. This is what everybody's talking about. That's what I was saying.
I was crying. I was crying, you know. But then after that, me and him just kept having sex, and then we stopped using condoms. And then I got pregnant.
July came around and she was pregnant. Okay.
But I felt good when I was pregnant. I was really happy. Like, I was just a little afraid, like, what am I going to do now? But I wasn't worried so much about what everybody else was going to say.
Excuse me. I was naked. I think we should video record younger people that are just pregnant.
Yeah, and
that are young. Because we all our kids, well, except Christina, but like all our kids are old now. So now we know we have to take care of our kids. It's not like we're like, huh, what are we going to do now? What's next? And we already did the hard part, the beginning.
Damaris is pregnant. I feel like
she knows what she's doing.
I know.
Mm-hmm. She's been through with her friends and stuff. I'm going to swear.
Yeah, that's actually. That's something that I was going to talk to Anisha about today. Yeah. It's just like. Seeing if I can do something similar to this with the high school girls, but it's gonna be harder because like they don't come here.
Talk with Bernice, right? She has groups on certain Thursdays, I think it is.
Thursdays and Tuesdays.
Uh huh. In like high schools.
Yeah, I go to those. Alright. So I know the girls there, but they're because they're under 18, it's more difficult. Like I have to get those consent forms signed, and to be able to give everyone like a journal and cameras costs a lot of money, so I only want to do it with like
you can bring like a video just to interview them and ask them questions of like
how
that only... you're gonna be able like you can't do certain things with some and then you can do certain things with others and you know have for a group of you know like different stuff with different ones. Like what you can't do with that one, you could do the audio recording.
Can you?
You're not putting nobody's name.
Can you get back there?
I mean, you don't have to put nobody's name. I
can't audio record them unless I have a consent form for someone under 18.
Before you audio record, you just make them sign. I mean, or like it could be like a group thing, like one of Bernice's group, like. Oh, we're gonna do something or whatever, and somebody's just gonna put a tape recorder on the table, and everybody's gonna talk. You know what I mean?